We actually go way back to the Victorian mechanical arcades and just show people where this history is coming from. The very earliest arcade games had music as a way to get around anti-gambling legislations, because the earliest arcade games basically had some kind of chance component where you could win something. And so they were legislated out, at least in the United States, and certainly in England as well. They were legislated against for a while as gambling machines. And so one way to get around that was to call them music machines and add music into it, which was, you know, something that I discovered. I'm like, somebody's got to, you know, got to share this. This is really great stuff. And then we take it through to pinball, and a lot of the early pinball games had the same kinds of issues as far as interactive music. They had a lot of the early pinball composers actually moved into video games in the early days. So we're going way back in the history and taking people through, showing them, you know, this didn't just start with Pong, that there's actually stuff going on beforehand that wasn't anything to do with films, that there's this big history of games there as well.